Hi, and welcome to Father Luke's homilies. This homily was preached in the Catholic parish of St. Mark's Ipswich for Maundy Thursday, the Mass of the Lord's Supper, 2024. I pray that this homily is helpful to you. God bless you. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. It was before the festival of the Passover, and Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to pass from this world to the Father. He had always loved those who were his in the world, but now he showed how perfect his love was. They were at supper, and the devil had already put it into the mind of Judas Iscariot, son of Simon, to betray him. Jesus knew that the Father had put everything into his hands, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. And he got up from table, removed his outer garment, and, taking a towel, wrapped it around his waist. He then poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel he was wearing. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "At the moment, you do not know what I am doing, but later you will understand." "Never," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus replied, "If I do not wash you, you can have nothing in common with me." "Then, Lord," said Simon Peter, "not only my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus said, "No one who has taken a bath needs washing. He is clean all over. You too are clean, though not all of you are." He knew who was going to betray him. That is why he said, "Though not all of you are." When he had washed their feet and put on his clothes again, he went back to the table. "Do you understand," he said, "what I have done to you? You call me Master and Lord, and rightly so I am. If I then, the Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you should wash each other's feet. I have given you an example so that you may copy what I have done to you." The Gospel of the Lord. I have given you an example so that you may copy what I have done to you. Blood reveals a lot about us and the state of our health. Our bloodline can speak of our parentage, our background, our country, our culture. Blood tests can reveal to us many facets about our health and well-being. Blood is essential to physical life. Biologically speaking, our blood in many ways sums up who and what we are, our life. And blood is very much the key to understanding the events of the next few days. In preparation for the liberation from Egypt, the people of Israel are commanded by God to slaughter an animal, a lamb, and then before they make their escape, they are to eat it in a hurried meal. They're instructed to smear the lamb's blood around the doorposts and the lintels of their houses so that the angel of death will see their houses marked by blood and pass over them. The blood of the lamb becomes a powerful symbol of being saved from death and freed from slavery. Now, Matthew, Mark, and Luke all tell us that Jesus' Last Supper, the meal that we commemorate this evening with his disciples, is in fact the Passover meal, eaten as a memorial of this escape from death and liberation from slavery. St. John's Gospel, however, St. John being St. John, gives us a very different timescale. Now, if I'd got half an hour, I could go into all different things about calendars and how there are different Passovers, but I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to make the salient points, which is John places the Last Supper just before Passover. And he does this for an important reason. Because this means that in John's Gospel, the moment that Jesus dies on the cross, spilling his blood for the whole world, is the exact same moment when the priests are sacrificing the lambs in the temple for preparation for the Passover meal. John's point is this: Jesus is the Lamb of God, the true Lamb of God, whose blood truly sets people free. Christ himself is the new Passover. On the cross, Jesus will cry out, "I thirst," and he will be offered a cup of sorts, a sponge soaked in vinegar and placed on a hyssop stick. Now, the symbolism here is significant, for this is, in effect, the fourth and final cup of Passover. And the hyssop stick is what was used to mark the blood on the door lintels in Exodus, and in Numbers used to sprinkle the blood for purification over the people to make them clean and to seal them in the covenant. Notice on Easter night, "I will sprinkle you with baptismal water," Easter water, because we are the covenant people. Jesus then is the true Passover lamb. And he completes his offering on the cross when, after immediately drinking of the vinegared sponge, he cries out, "It is accomplished, consummatum est," and he dies. Now, the action of Christ's death and the action of the Passover meal is linked and brought together in the celebration of the Eucharist. Jesus and his sacrifice are truly present to us in the Eucharist. But notice how in John's Gospel, Jesus gives us a different sign of his presence, which he uses to explain his death on the cross. Jesus, in the act of a slave, washes his disciples' feet. He washes his disciples' feet. It's an extraordinary gesture. In this sign, Jesus shows that his upcoming death will be an act of service for all people. Ultimately, he will serve all by pouring out his lifeblood in an act of supreme selfless love so that God's people might be set free. If our blood can tell us so much about ourselves, then the blood of Christ can tell us even more. The blood of Christ tells us that we are infinitely and passionately loved without limit. Jesus seals in his blood a new relationship between God and us, a covenant. A covenant is not a contract. A covenant is an exchange of persons. A covenant says, "You are mine and I am yours." That's what a marriage is. And that's what God has done in and through the blood of Christ. He says, "You are mine and I am yours." Brothers and sisters, when we look at a crucifix, we're looking at a nuptial image, a wedding photograph. God giving himself to us. He says he is our liberator. Jesus assures us that he will set us free from everything that chains, confines, scares, and threatens us. Death does not have the final word. Christ does. The blood of the Son of God is poured out that we might have life. Full life. Liberated life. When we celebrate the Mass, we are celebrating the new covenant in Christ's blood. Whatever happens to us, whatever fears we face, Christ loves us and has set us free in his blood. So tonight, as we celebrate the Eucharist, we remember and we give thanks for the great mystery which heals us, frees us, and gives us life. On this night, Jesus instituted the meal and the sacrifice, which still, even now, sets us free. In commanding the 12 to do this in memory of me, Jesus uses covenantal and priestly language. He instituted the priesthood, a ministry which is bound up with the very mystery of the Eucharist. In the priesthood, Christ speaks his words of life and makes himself present to us in the mystery of his body and blood. If the Mass is both a meal and a sacrifice, the priesthood, in a sense, is also both a meal and a sacrifice. The priest, in imitation of the Master, offers his life to God and to his people so that they may be nourished and fed. Today is the feast day of the priesthood. So please pray for your priests. Please pray for me. In a few moments, I will come amongst you as your priest. And I will wash some of your feet. This gesture may seem a little odd, even awkward to some. And yet, it is a gesture that copies the example of the Master. Although actual feet probably do not, for the most part, need cleaning today, we are invited to see in this gesture a prayer for all of us, that we will seek to find ways to serve each other and allow ourselves at times the vulnerability and the humility of letting someone serve and help us. He has given us an example, so that we may copy what he has done to us. Amen.
Amen.
Hello and thank you for listening to my homily podcast. For more information about the Catholic Parish of St. Mark's in Ipswich, go to stmarksparish.org.uk. If you'd like to check out my blog, go to fatherlukegoymore.com. God bless you, and see you next time.